This is Lisa Miller, and this is my podcast series, The Healthcare Innovators. Hi, this is Lisa Miller, and today we're going to quickly speak about three overlooked bundle payment strategies. And here's what I mean. Number one, monthly measuring and reporting of supply cost. Still the number one cost for a hospital outside of labor, which must be constantly measured for cost creep, is supply and implant and pharmacy cost. The supply chain must be active in the bundle payment initiative. Number two, ensuring your vendor rebates are accurately being mapped to your bundled payments via your Medicare cost reports. Let me give you an example. If you receive rebate credits for your total knee or your total hip implants, those rebates must be reported accurately and mapped directly to your DRG 469 or 470 so you can get credit for those cost savings for your bundle payment. And the third way, which I feel is one of the most important aspects to gain insight, is survey the family in the waiting rooms. They have a wealth of knowledge, and you won't be penalized for it like you could be in the case of other patient satisfaction scores. So get their insights to help you improve your organization. VI works with ACOs, hospitals, and physicians to identify areas of performance improvement. VI's clients, on average, improve their financial performance by 12% with our deep analytics and the ability to manage to the bundle payment model. To learn more about VI's bundle payment strategies, you can reach out to me. And we also have a great resource that we created for you. And if you call our offices or email me, I'll make sure you get it. It's called Our Best Practices to Succeeding in a Bundle Payment Model. And you can reach me at 732-359-7646, extension 501, or email me at lmiller@vihealthcare.com. This has been the Healthcare Innovators with me, Lisa Miller. For more information or more about us, visit our website at vihealthcare.com. That's V-I-E healthcare.com. Thanks for listening.